to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, absolutely blessed beyond measure, shaken down, running over as my cup cannot contain it. I mean, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, and I will have an upbeat attitude regardless of what kind of weirdos are out there running the planet. Now, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I took my 17-year-old daughter to get her driver's license. As we went down to the Department of Motor Vehicles, as we couldn't reach them by phone for the past 3 months, all right, we drove down there to see what the heck they were doing, to schedule an appointment. So we got there, and there's a police officer out in front with a tent. Actually, two police officers, two sheriff deputies out in front of this building under a tent with stanchions on both sides, and the police officers are there, I guess, to keep law and order from the unruly masses who want to get their driver license renewed. There you go. That's now I'm giving you the subplot. So we drive up, and I thought, you know, which side should we go on? So I tell the police officer, I see who's wearing a mask. Everybody's wearing a mask. Everybody in the parking lot's wearing a mask, except for me and my daughter Savannah. And I said, oh, by the way, you know, we just need to get an appointment to get our driver's license. He says, okay, we'll get in the line over here to the left. And he said, make sure you practice proper social distancing by standing 6 feet apart. And you only can stand on the blue tape. And I went, oh. And I said, well, I got a question for you. I said, my daughter and I are sitting in the car together. You know, we're like 2 feet apart. Do we have to practice proper social distancing on blue tape in that kind of a farce since we just got out of the car together? And he goes, just stay on the blue tape. Then he answered my question. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we're standing in line, and we're kind of going through the sheeple gates with no mask on, and I'm watching people everywhere get masks, and then I get back up to the police officer again, and I said, are they going to require that we wear masks inside? He goes, well, they want you to wear masks. They have them. They're handing them out. I said, is it a requirement? He goes, no, it's not a requirement, but it's highly suggested. I said, okay, great. So we walk inside, and it was our turn to be led into the cattle gate, I guess it would be called. I mean, I guess the place where they slaughter cattle, I guess. I don't know. And we walk in, and here's a box full of masks. And I thought, oh, how nice. I've got masks. So in case I have to go into T-Mobile again or some other place that's having some type of draconian lockdown measures requiring me to wear a mask, I won't have to go buy another mask. So I grabbed three or four masks, put them in my shirt pocket, and I'm still standing there without a mask on. And so we go through the front, and I walk inside, and here I am. I'm in a sea of masks. I mean, every single person is told to sit on the blue tape. Proper social distancing is required. Everybody's had a tape measure in there, and everybody's measured off where they need to be, all with sixes, 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 sixes. And I thought to myself, this is really wild. And I thought to myself, I wonder why Savannah and I are the only ones without a mask on. This is really crazy. So we get our place to go in line. Then we're told to go to the person to get the appointment, and we go over there, and we can't understand what she's saying because she's walking like this. She's saying like this. Yeah, that we had to deal with that. And so finally, we got her lined up for an appointment, which is weeks away to get a driver's license. Couldn't even wait. You could wait in line for that day to get an opening slot. That's done. And about that time, this really nice lady comes up, you know, with a full face mask on, with a full face shield on, with full gloves like a hazmat suit on, carrying a box of masks with a set of tongs. So she wouldn't have to touch my hand if she gave me a mask. And she couldn't contaminate the mask. She was using tongs. And so she hands me a mask. And so I shove it in my pocket. So now I've got like five masks in my pocket. And she goes, what are you doing? I said, I put the mask in my pocket. Thank you. She goes, no, I need you to put the mask on. And I said, well, I don't want to put the mask on. She goes, well, we highly suggest you wear a mask. And I said, why would I wear a mask? Everyone else is wearing a mask. I said, what difference does it make? They're not going to hail my ear, my air. She goes, well, you have to wear. I said, no, I don't. The police already told me I don't have to wear a mask. Well, I said, if you want to give me another mask, go ahead. I'll just put it in my pocket. No, I don't want to give you more masks. I said, well, I have five now, so I'm good. And so then Savannah's there. So next thing, she goes to Savannah. And she goes, oh, would you like a mask? She hands Savannah a mask. And Savannah goes, no. So Savannah hands me the mask, and I shove it in my pocket. I said, we can do this all day. I'm good with getting free masks. And she goes, huah, huah, huah. And she walks off, doesn't say anything. And I thought, this is nightmarish. I said, this is like living in the Twilight Zone. Where is Rod Serling, and what am I in? I'm like, somebody turn on the lights and let me know what's happening here. This is nuts. And I looked at the sea of humanity sitting there, scared to death, looking at me like I was a leper. some type of disease-carrying rodent. Like, what the heck is he doing without, you know, a mask on? How dare he get in here? And I'm thinking to myself, don't they understand they're all wearing masks? Why would it matter if I wear one? I'm not sick. I don't have COVID-19. Oh, that's right. Nobody has COVID-19 unless they get run over by a steamroller and they're diagnosed as COVID-19 victim. Okay, that's weird. So there's a guy standing around, sitting by, right beside me, looking like he's about paranoid. And I said to him, and I said, oh, I see you have your mask on. And he goes, yeah, I'm doing it because I have a four-month-old daughter. Ah, now we have the excuses. And I said, oh, that's a good reason actually to wear a mask for a four-month-old daughter. I said, but you'd be a lot better served if you didn't immunize that child right now because her immune system is going to be impaired from the vaccines. What? I said, Google me. So I gave him my name. He Googled me off. And for, of course, as Providence would have it, the first thing that popped up was my book I wrote on ADD, Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism and Learning Disabilities. That pops up. He goes, oh, you're an author. I said, well, yeah. And I said, let me explain something to you. I said, these vaccines have been linked to all kinds of diseases. Read the book. He goes, oh, man. Thanks so much. And I said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go sit in the car and wait for my daughter, because I'm tired of the looks of these around me. It reminds me of that old Mad magazine. There was a real funny fable, a little riddle that came out years ago, a little rhyme in Mad magazine. I'll never forget it. It says, I sneezed a sneeze into the air. Where landed I know not where. But hard and cold were the looks of those in whose vicinity I had snows. Now, guys, I have talked to you guys for years about sneezing in your shirt, washing your hands, practicing good hygiene, keeping your hands washed all the time, not touching your face, not picking your nose. I've done all that. I've warned you about the dangers of walking into a bathroom, you know, with everything covered with fecal coliform. I've done all of that, all right? But this is beyond the point of lunacy. Now, why is it? Well, let me tell you why. The face mask is a powerful symbol of oppression. I mean, think about it for a second. I mean, just a few weeks ago, they told us that the face masks were not necessary. This is the WHO telling us this, and they were actually dangerous. You know, now after 2 months of the COVID-19 panic and terror, the world is now being ushered into the, quote, new normal. However, there's nothing new or normal about an oppressive police state that haphazardly revokes rights and freedoms while citizens snitch on each other. Nope, such regimes have existed in the past, and in societies that dare call themselves free, this is the new normal? It's an aberration. A slippery slope towards a global totalitarian regime. Ah, now we're getting into it. Think about this. Despite the fact that all viruses inevitably peak and phase out from human circulation, profound and permanent changes are being made to society and to the elite. These lowlife, these Dershowitzes, and all the other Soroses of the world. COVID-19 is the perfect opportunity to create a society that is rooted in fear, dehumanization, and widespread distrust of one another. You think, what the heck? Well, yeah. That mask means you're scared. It means you're scared to death. It means that you're so scared that you're willing to affect your own health and your own breathing and your own CO2 and oxygen respiration by covering your face and not even allowing your body to function properly. Yeah, that's what you're so scared about. And I saw that yesterday, and it really, really bothered me because I thought, you know, here's the thing. If these folks in this building, the Department of Motor Vehicles, are so terrified that they're looking at me like I'm a leper, and they're looking at me like, what's wrong with him? Why isn't he wearing a mask? Is it that they're mad at me, or are they ashamed of themselves? I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, we got to take a look now of symbology and what it does to human psyche. I mean, let's look at the hexagram for a second. This is a six-pointed star. You know, there's an evil symbol that rules the world. It's a hexagram. The hexagram has pretty much gained mastery over the human world. Practitioners from the Jewish folks to the Catholics to Masons, but these are all imposters who subvert. And, you know, here's the thing. Understand that this symbol and the cabal and the cabalists who use it, because you can identify the evildoers and their diabolical plot. The cabal, this satanic group, this group of people who practice Kabbalah, they hide inside legitimate religions and groups, but they always use this hexagram and its dark arts. The hexagram is a symbol used by witchcraft and sorcery for thousands of years to conjure spirits. symbol can be found in many places, India, Egypt, Peru, China, Europe. Numerologists believe the hexagram, here we go, get ready, guys, represents the evil number 666. Gosh, guys, it's always 6 feet, isn't it? And practitioners believe it can bind and control supernatural creatures. To put a hex on someone is to put a curse on them. The word hex itself is derived from the number six in Greek. In Middle German, a hexa is a witch. In China, the year of the snake is the sixth year in their calendar, and the Chinese consists of 64 hexagrams. Worshippers of the hexagram use it for evil. They believe that by performing rituals and human sacrifices, it gains more power. Who are these worshippers? Many of them hide in different faiths. Events like wars and persecutions are ritual human sacrifices performed to accrue more power to this symbol. Guys, you know, according to Dr. O.J. Graham, who wrote the book The Six-Pointed Star back in 1999, the first mention of the star was in Amos 5:26 scripture regarding the trek from Egypt to Canaan. Then in 922 B.C., when Solomon married the daughter of Pharaoh and went into magic and witchcraft and built an altar to Asherah and to Moloch. There you go. This book traces the six-pointed star from Egypt to Solomon to Arab magic and to witchcraft to Druid use. All these references are documented in the Dr. O.J. Graham's book, The Six-Pointed Star. The book traces the star through Freemasonry to Bauer, who basically was the guy who started the Federal Reserve Bank, who in the 17th century changed his name to depict the red six-pointed star or shield which he had hung on his door in Germany, and thus began the family of the Red Shield or Rothschild. This research carried on through his family to their court arms, to the Kabbalah, to astrology, to Hitler, and the six-pointed star, even putting it on Jews during the Holocaust. Now it's a Zionist symbol. Gosh, think about that. Think about what's happening all over the planet with this six-pointed star and basically the symbology that's being used. So you got to realize something, guys. It's black magic, the Kabbalists, the Satanists who rule the world. It's not the politicians. It's not the bankers. It's not the military heads. Now, these guys practice this in many cases, like these bankers practice black magic. But the highest levels of priest class that really does run around in black robes and really does do really weird things like we saw in Stanley Kubrick's movie Eye Wide Shut. I mean, this is the group that runs the planet. They want to tie themselves into a D-Wave computer, allow Lucifer to come omnipresent. Black magic is a force that rules the world, period. It's the way it is. This is Satan's realm that we're happening to be, that we found ourselves in. So thank you, Jesus Christ, that you came in and got us out of this mess. But this is basically who runs the world. The satanic black magicians pull the strings, not the politicians. That's why this whole planet's locked down with coronavirus, with this hexagram running around everywhere, 666 everywhere. You know, it's not the military heads, it's not the intelligence, it's not even the international bankers that are pulling the real high strings. It's these guys. And we have to understand that while many of these satanic black magicians are also businessmen and bankers, their truly ruling power comes from the Kabbalah and Satanism and the twisted use of humanity's creative power. See, this is what they do. Symbols rule the world. Remember the saying of the Chinese sage Lao Tzu, who said that symbols rule the world, not rules or laws. Symbols, the mask, the hexagram, the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, communicated at a deeper level than words because they're decoded by the right intuitive brain, whereas words are decoded by the left logical brain. Symbols are able to penetrate more deeply into the subconscious, which is why the elite are so obsessed with their occult, corporate, and governmental logos of red crosses, rising suns, all-seeing eyes, pyramids, 666, the rings of Saturn, and inverted pentagrams. Yes. Remember, we got to understand this is what's running the planet. This is why, you know, the other day, you know, I was on Hagman, and I said, Doug and Mancow, Trump didn't shut the world down. The international bankers who are being controlled through this Kabbalah shut the planet down. You know, you got to realize this inversion is everywhere. That's why we have an inverted pentagram. It's such a popular satanic symbol. George Orwell touched on this in 1984 when he wrote on the ruling class propaganda, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. even mind control developed by the Nazis first in Germany, and then after that with the CIA, with MKUltra, used the satanic principles to confuse his victims by telling them that pain is pleasure and pleasure is pain, and eventually breaking down victims so they can no longer distinguish between the two. Guys, it's the secret societies, skull and bones, the orgies, the fetishes, the sacrifice, the Jeffrey Epsteins working for Mossad, who are involved in all of this stuff and are have been exposed now via the internet. You got Yale University, Skull and Bones. You got Bonesman. You know, the late Professor Anthony Sutton did some great research on Skull and Bones. And members have admitted to having undergone strange initiation rituals, such as making sexual confessions in a tomb, while outsiders have heard chilling howls and screams emanating from the windowless Skull and Bones crypt. Yeah. It's this group of power. It's these weirdos. Remember Tim Russert? He started asking George Bush and John Kerry about Skull and Bones, and he was dead right after that. That's strange, isn't it? Stanley Kubrick. He tried to fully expose what they were doing in his movie Eyes Wide Shut. Gave the unedited tape, the one he wanted to have, the director's cut. He was dead a few days later. They took it all out. Took a bunch of stuff out. Took out 15 minutes of it. Why? Because he wanted to make sure that you guys knew who was running the planet. Remember, he's the same one who did Clockwork Orange about MKUltra. He's the same one. Now listen to this. Who did the thing with Slim Pickens back in the 60s when they were going to start World War III, when they were basically going to bomb, Operation Strangelove, Dr. Strangelove. And when finally it came to pass, he said in the movie, the reason I'm starting World War III is over fluoride, because they're putting fluoride in the water supply. And you know, guess what? I understand all that now. Why he was warning us of the fluoride. Think about this for a second. Yesterday, I saw a whole group of sheeple in the Department of Motor Vehicles. Sheeple. They weren't humans anymore. They were sheeple. They had been put into a place where they basically had become subservient. Oh, that's right. That's what fluoride does, isn't it? It makes you subservient. It makes you servile. It makes you infertile. That's what we have going right now. So we got a group of people, basically, that are getting all of this power from these interdimensional entities. And we've got to realize we've got unbelievable amounts of children who are being deliberately kidnapped and taken down, a lot of the child protective services, who are never seen again. So all of this stuff is tied together. You got GMOs, smart meters, consolidation, deception, political corruption, mainstream lies of the media, geoengineering, the militarization of police, fake terrorism, fake flag ops, fake COVID, UN Agenda 21 and 2030, transhumanism, human microchipping. All of this stuff is together being run through the satanic network. People say, this all sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. Well, it doesn't sound so crazy anymore, does it, folks? Churches are still closed. Hopefully they'll be reopening this weekend. Now we're having to be told in certain states like Virginia that when you go into any area that's public, you are now required by law to wear a mask. More symbolism of fear, oppression, and of terror. Remember what they did to the Jews in Nazi Germany? They threw that six-pointed star on them, that hexagram, and they said, label them, Judah. And they became terrified, but they wore the star everywhere they went because they knew if they didn't, to be taken off to a concentration camp. Is that what they're doing now? Are we getting a six-pointed star as a face mask? Are we being marked as a sheeple? As someone who's going to die? As someone they're singling out? Is that who we are? I talked to Mancow yesterday. He was down. And he goes, I don't know what to do, Ted. He goes, nobody's listening up here in Chicago. I'm on the air. I'm telling people, and I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting any response from the people because I'm really down right now. So I called him up and I said, but I'll talk to you for a bit. I know we all kind of get down every once in a while. He goes, nah, man. He goes, that's not going to help. He goes, here's what he said. Here's his quote. I don't want to be too heavy here, but boy, I feel alone right now. Again, I'm not looking for a response and I'm not looking for pity. I'm just saying, I really am the only guy that's talking about this. I'm talking about two man cow. He goes on to say, I don't understand why the church leaders aren't furious. Neither do I, man cow. I don't understand why Christians aren't making a stand. You know, I don't know besides the fact that they're following Trump lockstep. I don't understand so very much. Maybe I'm out of touch. No one else seems to care about the churches shut down with police tape across their front doors, up and down the dial. Everybody talks about how great Prixer and Mayor Larry is. Today feels thankless. Not one single call of outrage about this mayor's behavior. Guys, Mancow's not alone. I'm not alone. You're not alone. We are in this together. You and me, I pray for you today. I pray for Mancow. I pray for all my listeners today. We're family. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm the biggest thorn in the New World Order side they've ever going to see. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. Let my last breath, I won't stop. I refuse to capitulate to slavery. I will not lick the boots of Donald Trump because he claims to be against the New World Order. The man's completely involved in all of this stuff. His own daughter is a Kabbalist, practices Kabbalah, as does his son-in-law. They worship Ein Sof. I mean, are you kidding me? They don't worship the great I Am. These are his lead people. Put more CFR members in the White House than any other president in history who all want a new world order. And he's supposed to be on our side? No, he's not. He's being used by the same group to make you think he's on our side. And he goes, I'm still working on getting the deep state out. What has he done? Yeah, that white the wall's up, isn't it? No, I don't think so. The wall's not up. Oh, that's right. Obamacare's gone, right? No, that's not gone either. Churches are all open. No. Did Trump sign an executive order to open churches? No, I don't see any of that either. No, he's marching to the beat of what they tell him to do, guys. Lockstep. Zig Heil to Trump. No, man, it's not the Trump. Trump has nothing. Trump's a figurehead. And we're being taught to believe that he's the one. No, he's not. Jesus Christ is the one. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. God had enough of these nutbags. He already flushed the panel in at once. And then Jesus warned us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. Apparently, God gives us freedom of will for an extended period of time until he finally has Gnuk. He says, I'm done with it, and decides to put Satan back under his boot again for a bit and not let him run around the planet. I mean, I wish that time would come right now. Because the problem is, guys, it's the freedom of will. You know, these groups of Kabbalists and these weirdos, they couldn't do this without people helping them. These are interdimensional entities. They really have no form here unless they possess somebody. Unless we're helping him down here. We can't really do anything about this. If the group and the masses are going to allow these entities to do this. Now, I'm not saying that the angels can't appear. You know, the good angels can't appear and didn't appear in the Bible. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that these folks aren't from around here. They don't belong in this dimension. And somehow God's put a barrier up. They're not just running around where we see them. Oh, that's right, though, isn't it? They're trying to open up the barriers in CERN. They're trying to pierce the veil, they call it, to allow these things to come go freely on their own way, molested. What a weird, weird planet we have now. Boy, have things changed in the last 90 days, guys. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. Pronounce the name of Jesus as I did yesterday, and they shall call his name Jesus, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, Counselor, the Good Shepherd, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, Messiah, the Way, Lord God Almighty, Lord of all, resurrection and life, King of kings, the Son of God. That's who we have our hope and our faith in, not these weirdos that use symbology and the oppression of a face mask. Ugh. What do you think, Austin?
That was really well said. And, you know, another thing that I was talking to my friend about the other day, what do you always put on basically a dog? Put a muzzle on them. What are they putting on everybody's face right now? Put a muzzle on everybody.
That's right.
It's not only figurative, it's also physical. As Dad was just saying when he was at the DMV, if you try to talk to anybody with a mask on, especially if two people have a mask on, it sounds like two seals trying to communicate with one another underwater. It's you can't even understand each other. Excuse me? What? Like, that's it. It's obnoxious. It's irritating. Again, what does it do, though? It prevents people from communicating in person. When you're out in public, you notice now how very few people want to talk. Very few people want to communicate. Everybody's kind of like, oh, like that's it. Oh, he's not wearing a mask. Just get back. Oh, he's contaminated. unclean. You're like, not unclean. Just 2 months ago, nobody did this. Why is this all of a sudden becoming normal? I mean, we've had multiple individuals come out and say, dude, face mask does nothing. Professionals, healthcare individuals, if you're working on something very specific and you're in a hospital setting, by all means. But riding your bicycle down the sidewalk on a Saturday afternoon wearing a face mask, which I just saw last weekend, one of the stupidest things you could do. Let's increase our heart rate. Let's increase our need for oxygen uptake. And let's cover our face up so we reduce our oxygen and we keep recirculating our CO2. That's a great idea, right? Yeah, it sounds really healthy. I mean, it's idiotic, guys. Use your brain. And to see so many of these people turn into such sheeple because they're literally terrified because of what the media has told them. And what everybody around them has told them. A good friend of mine just got back from California. He lives around the lake from me. I stopped by. He's outside the other day. I stopped by and talked to him. And he'd been out in California for the last, like, 3-4 months. He got a construction contract out there. So he's been working on it. And he basically said he's so glad to be home. He said he went from California before this happened to just coming back. And he said it literally is like a different planet over there in South California. He said it's so bizarre. And everybody's behavior. And he said, by the way, he goes, they will fine you if you are not wearing a mask in some areas. He said they had their big site they were working on. Every single construction worker had to wear a mask. Everybody had to wear a mask. One of his guys was up basically in a boom, putting up big overhang over this window, 60 feet up in the air. So I'm putting a boom. So I'm like top of the building on a boom by himself. And he had a mask around his neck. He's up there, trying to make sure he doesn't die. Electrical department showed up for an inspection. Guy walked up. He said, why is your worker not wearing a mask? He goes, dude, he's 60 feet up in the air. Nobody's up there with him. He's trying to breathe. It's hot. He goes, I'm failing you on your inspection, and I'm citing you for a $500 fine for failure to comply with basically a quarantine requirement. He goes, are you kidding me? He goes, we're not even doing anything. He's up there by himself trying to get this done. He goes, nope, that's it. Huffed and puffed, stormed off, fined him, failed him. Failed him on the inspection. Not because there was anything wrong with the electric, but because his worker did not have a mask on. That is how insane it's starting to become in certain areas of the country. And then you see in other areas of the country, it's literally starting to turn into almost Stasi Germany, where people are snitching on each other. And even worse, you're seeing over in Europe. Oh, my gosh. It is literally turning into communist Stasi Germany over in Europe. You guys seen recently, Italy and Spain now have been building their own little civilian snitch force. Spain just came out and said they basically are forming a 3,000 civilian resident to become beach control assistants. And they basically will carry out situations of auxiliary aid and relief, along with recording incidences and actions carried out. Now, of course, they're not saying what they're actually going to do, but it's pretty clear what they're going to do. They're going to be walking around snitching on people. And then Italy has taken it to a whole other level. Italy is literally about to turn into East Germany. They said now the Italian government has announced intentions on Sunday that they will be creating an army of social distancing snitches, so to speak, saying it will recruit 60,000 people to monitor their friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens' activities and make sure they adhere to social distancing policies. Reports indicate that the government will reach out especially to the unemployment for the roles, in particular those who have applied for benefits recently. It wants them to become civil assistants, is what they're calling it, who report infractions on the use of face masks, social distancing, and other state-ordered rules in the wake of the coronavirus lockdown. The informants will not be given uniforms or badges. They will simply be embedded within the population, meaning anyone could be a government snitch. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever done much research on East Germany. I have when I was younger and some of the research, and it was very, very creepy on what happened over there. And at the peak, Stasi Germany, East Germany, had 91,000 employees under its Stasi agents. that was roughly one in every 30 residents was a Stasi agent. More than one in three East Germans were under suspicion or surveillance with an open Stasi file. The level of surveillance and infiltration caused East Germans to live in terror because you never know who you could trust, though most had no idea the scope of these activities until after the Berlin Wall fell. They had so much information. They said so far, hundreds of millions of files, 39 million index cards, 1.75 million photographs, 2,800 reels of film, 28,400 audio recordings have been recovered from Stasi archives. However, millions more were shredded before they could make public. That was communism, my friends. That is exactly what they're trying to do in every country around the world. They want to build a little snitch force that will be under a new world order that will go around and snitch on everybody. See, right now it's face mask. It's social distancing, which in all, it's absolutely petty. This is just, it's ignorant to even discuss snitching on somebody over this. But this is just the beginning, guys. Remember, this is just the warm-up session to get people accustomed to being exposed to this. You muzzle them first. You tell them how far they can stand away from one another. You tell them to stand on the blue tape until they're allowed to go forward. And you get them conditioned to this. Then you start telling them where they can and can't go. Oh, they're already doing that. Then you start telling them who they can and can't talk to. Oh, they're already starting to do that now as well. Once they get this app, this COVID app together, which is going to give you a COVID threat score. So if your threat score goes up, anybody that's around you, their threat score is going to go up. Then they're going to start telling you what you can and look at online. Oh, that's right. They're already doing that on YouTube and Facebook and Google. They're already censoring what you can and can't look at and telling you this is fake news and not to believe it. That's right. That's it. They're already telling you that you're not allowed to defend yourself. They're already telling you what guns you should and shouldn't be able to have. It's already happening, guys. We're turning into East Communist Stasi Germany, and nobody even realizes it's happening because so many people are blinded by the fear of this ridiculous virus. People aren't even willing to stand up for their rights. They simply want to sit down, capitulate, and be a good little slave because they don't want to have any conflict, and they don't want to get sick, and they're so scared of it. This is what we've said for months. Keep your immune system strong. As Dad said a minute ago, for years, Dad's been talking about using proper sanitation. You know, use a paper towel when you open up the bathroom door at public restrooms. I mean, all these things that we've talked about for years are normal sanitation aspects that I think are normal. And now all of a sudden people are like, I need to wash my hands before I leave the restroom. Oh, make sure you do that now. Like, were you not doing that before? Like, all right, cool. Understand what's being done to us and be awake and be aware and get this information out there, because the more that people capitulate with this, the further they're going to push the narrative. It's ironic now we're, what, 2.5 months, almost 3 months into this ridiculous pandemic, and now we're telling everybody that you have to start wearing face masks and mandating them. Now that's when we're doing it. I mean, now when this thing's already about half burned out and we're actually seeing the numbers now that it's like a 0.03% death rate, and majority of anybody that's actually gotten sick and died is somebody that's already had prior health conditions and COPD and all types of other autoimmune disorders. I mean, wake up and realize what's going on. They're losing the narrative, so now they're knuckling down and they're trying to push it even further to try to keep everybody believing it. Because here's the problem now, guys. If they let off right now, if they let off the throttle and they come back and say, listen, this whole thing's been overblown. This has been absolute horrible judgment call on our end. The economy's in shambles. This is idiotic. Everybody just needs to get herd immunity. Keep your immune system strong. Take some vitamins. Stay away from people if you're sick. If you are sick and symptomatic, please stay in your house and go from there. Everybody would get a big, giant eye-opener on how controlling and wrong the government is vast majority of the time. They can't do that now. They have so much momentum and they're so buried in the throttle. The only thing they can do is keep going full steam ahead to try to see if they can keep everybody to capitulate as long as possible. Don't submit to unlawful demands from a tyrannical government. It's not constitutional. Use wisdom. Use sanitation habits. Use your brain. But by all means, use the freedom that God gave you. Continue to get this information out there, Dad. This is so important right now.
Well, you know, Austin, you're talking about proper hygiene. So yesterday, I'm at the the mask factory. Oh, I'm sorry, Department of Mueller Motor Vehicles. And it was funny. I said, I got to use the bathroom. The bathroom's closed. So the bathroom's closed. You have taped off. Be stanchions in front of it. Can't use that bathroom. Have to use the bathroom on the other side. I said, oh, so everybody has to use the one bathroom. That's sanitary. So I go in there, and of course, there are no paper towels, and the door opens to the inside. And so you can't even use a paper towel to open the door to leave. And instead of propping the door open so that wouldn't be an issue, you have to grab the door handle, which is going to have fecal coliform on it, before you walk outside into the hallway. And I thought to myself, this is unsanitary. What's up with this? At least prop the door open so you have to touch the handles. Does no one think around here? Oh, that's right. They're all wearing masks, and they're all oxygen deprived. I guess they're not thinking real well. But so I thought, okay, that's no big deal. So I went inside, washed my hands, and then, of course, there was toilet paper. So I rolled about 10 feet of toilet paper, dried my hands, and used the toilet paper to touch everything to get out. And I thought to myself, this is ludicrous. How many people know to use toilet paper to get out of the bathrooms, and now they're walking out contaminating everything? This is nuts. And I thought to myself, this is amazing that people continue to do this and not even practice proper hygiene, be it they're wearing masks and gloves at the DMV. This is really, really weird to me. And guys, this is just where we find ourselves right now. And the thing about it is about now they're selling coronavirus monitoring bracelets. They're starting to flood the market. I mean, they're ready to stitch on people who don't distance. I mean, surveillance firms around the world are licking their lips at a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cash in on the coronavirus by repositioning one of the most invasive products, the tracking bracelet. Body monitors associated with criminality and guilt in the popular imagination, but the accessories in Wall Street, crooks are under house arrest and menace to society parolees. In other words, you lock them up and put a tracking bracelet on them. Unlike smartphones, de facto tracking devices in their own right are strapped to the trackers, are expressly designed to be attached to the body and exist solely to report the user's whereabouts and interactions to one or more third parties. They don't play podcasts, or they don't tell you how many steps you took in a day. They just make sure you're monitored 24 a day. And is this where we're going now? Are we going to have to wear tracking bracelets if we're not properly immunized? Is that where this is going? I mean, the United Nations now has a New World Order economic paradigm. It's a project that creates an international day of happiness. Day of happiness calls for global citizens to celebrate. Go to the website. You'll see this. It's almost hard to believe. Guys, let me explain to you about happiness. I knew a girl one time in Tallahassee, dated her for a bit, and everything in her life was based on happiness or happenings. In other words, if something wasn't happening in her life, if she wasn't spending money on a credit card, if she wasn't going somewhere, if she wasn't doing something, if she didn't have something happening to her, she was miserable, miserable. And I know some guys that are the same way. Their whole life is trying to work at a peak, always at a peak, always at a peak. I'm going to go climb Mount Everest today. Well, I'll climb it tomorrow. Well, I'll climb it the next day. We'll climb it the next day. Well, guys, sooner or later, you're going to run out of peaks. You got to learn to realize that the righteousness, peace, and joy from the infilling of the Holy Spirit is where we need to live. And sure, you can have something happen to you. You get excited. I remember one time my wonderful wife, Sharon, you know, we're down in Cancun, Mexico at a Christian businessmen's convention retreat. And all of a sudden, all the women, fully dressed, all decided to jump into the swimming pool. And they all did. They all jumped up, makeup, you know, everything. They put their purses on the side of the pool, and they all jumped in the pool in Cancun. And, by the way, they were sober. I'm going to repeat that. They had not been drinking. And I thought, how funny. That was a peak that I remember of something that happened in my life. These are power moments, you can call them if you'd like, that you have these little things that happen throughout your life that you can recall with vivid clarity. But, guys, we don't live in vivid clarity power moments. You know, I remember one time, you know, we went to Africa, and I remember this like it was yesterday, and somebody said, you want to ride in a hot air balloon over the Serengeti and watch the lions chase the zebras for breakfast 50 feet above the ground. I thought, wow, never done that before. So sure enough, we got up early in the morning, they put us in a doggone hot air balloon, and they lit up the balloon, and they fired it up, and they heated it up, and we floated over the Serengeti for about an hour and a half, watching animals run around right below us, 30, 40 feet from us. Wow, what a power moment. Guys, you don't live in a hot air balloon over the Serengeti. Life's not about that. That's the problem when you start pushing happiness for the New World Order. It's all based on happenings. It doesn't talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit, having Jesus come into your heart, being born again, and having the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit leading you and directing you. My footsteps are ordered by the Lord. I'm always at the right place in the right time, every time, because God determines my footsteps. They don't teach you how to be positive in your situations and how to understand that this is the day the Lord hath made. They want to base everything on happenings. And guys, now I guess if we have everybody walking in lockstep, wearing masks, and being scared to death, that's the new paradigm for happiness, I guess, right? I mean, how twisted is this? Remember what I told you? Good is bad, evil is good. It's the inversion. It's the inversion. They're trying to force inversion on all of us, because this is what Sabbatianus Zevi taught in 1666. He said, we have to make everything as evil as we possibly can to basically bring Lucifer back, to resurrect their serpent god. This is their goal. You say, well, that sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. Stop telling me it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. I think they're all nuts. But this is what they believe. And the problem is they run the money supply and run the corporations and run the media. I mean, now you look at Disney with all their homosexual stuff they're coming out with. Austin and I were joking last night. There's an old cartoon called Rescuers Down Under, a real macho cartoon. The guy's got a big four-wheel tracked vehicle running around. He's a poacher. He's chasing these little kids. There's a big bald eagle running around. Or what a bald eagle. It was a golden eagle. And it's a really aggressive cartoon teaching about good and evil. You don't see that from Disney anymore, do you? We get to see all kinds of weird things from Disney now. Of course, Disney's always been kind of weird. If you look at some of the weird stuff and some of the symbology, look at some of the hidden messages and the hidden meanings and the hymns and the hidden symbology on some of the freeze frames they do. It'll blow your mind. Just look it up. So anyhow, now we have the United Nations New World Order Project right in front of us. They're openly telling us what they're going to do. And here we are wearing masks. Not me, not you, the bulk of the sheeple. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And you were saying earlier this, these surveillance firms now are going nuts. I've been reading up on some of these guys. I mean, this is like, they've been sitting, waiting on go to start selling this stuff. There's a new one called Arista Flow. It's a Maryland-based outfit that helps corporations track their assets. That's what they refer it as. In April 21st press release, the company announced it is now selling Bluetooth and Wi-Fi trackers to be worn on employees' wrists like a Fitbit. They said when people come within 6 feet of each other for a period of time, the company wrote in the press release, the device makes an audible chirp, and a record of the contact is made in the AristaFlow software system. The tracking goes so far beyond audible trips. Arista's platform allows employers to continually upload real-time record of close encounters to a corporate cloud, providing an up-to-date list of presumed social distancing violators that would double as a detailed record of workplace social interactions. I don't even know if any companies are actually going to go with this, but what's troubling to me is the fact that they're actually producing this, that this is even something that has a market. This is so beyond creepy that you're going to walk around with a Fitbit, and if you get within 6 feet, it's going to start chirping like an alarm, like, stay back, peasant. Peasants aren't allowed to speak to one another. Remember what I told you guys before? One of the reasons why, another reason why I think of the 6 feet aspect, especially while they're pushing this in the workplace. You think about it. Think of how idiotic this is, okay? You're in an office. You're in cubicles. You're now every other cubicle because you're trying to space out apart. But you're all breathing the same air. Even with a mask on, you sit in there for 8 hours a day. It's recirculating. There's air everywhere. You're breathing. You're touching. You're moving. This thing has gotten so stupid that people are actually buying into this. But again, why would you not want to keep everybody as isolated as possible from talking? Because think about it. 6 feet or more apart, it's hard to talk in an office without everybody hearing you. Think about it. You're standing 6 feet apart. You're trying to talk to one another, especially if you got a mask on. Just about everybody's going to hear at least a remnant of your conversation. Why in the world do they want to keep that? They want to make sure people can't communicate. People can't go with one another and say, hey, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I know this is ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. They can monitor everything. Now if you're closer than 6 feet, it's going to start beeping. They're going to start beeping. So all office is going to know when the violators are beeping? I mean, how insane is this? And then you have another company that's basically based out of Israel, Israeli surveillance outfit Supercom, has now repackaged their technology that's been used previously to incarcerate criminals and convicted people basically of house arrest. They've repackaged it as a COVID-19 solution. I kid you not. It's the exact same thing they've done for house arrest people and people that have been basically put in prison, but they've now repackaged it as a COVID-19 solution. The Israeli security company Supercom has customers now in 20 countries, including the U.S., and claims decades of experience with what is called in a press release, Secured Boundaries Project, like border crossing and home confinement. However, they have a COVID-19 solution now. It's essentially a company brought in as PureCare, described as Supercom's website as a state-of-the-art solution for quarantine and isolation monitoring to aid government efforts in containing and eliminating the reach of infectious diseases, and incredibly, is a non-intrusive, patient-friendly system that constantly tracks patient location within buildings, vehicles, and outside. I'm quoting that from their website. They are now selling their house arrest technology as a COVID-19 solution under a new company called PureCare as a state-of-the-art solution for quarantine and isolation to track patients every whereabouts, including buildings, vehicles, and outside. Now, let me put this out there again. They're not putting together 500 million vaccines through Operation Warp Speed at the tunes of tens of billions of dollars because they want those vaccines to sit in a freezer. They're not building these tracking monitors and tracking Fitbits and rebranding products that they previously already had to sell them as COVID-19 solutions because they're planning on keeping them on a shelf inventoried somewhere and never planning on using them. These companies that are all wrapped up in the globalist banker system know what's about to happen, or else they would not already be implementing this stuff. Just like the COVID pass I told you guys yesterday that's already being implemented in the UK, and they're getting ready to try to roll this out worldwide from what I've already been told. They're going to start this with international flights. Domestic flights are still going to be open. Hey, you know what? You need to use social distancing, only X amount of people in the planes, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to fly international, you know, you got to basically sign up for a COVID pass. Think about it. They've already gotten people conditioned through TSA to basically go through X-ray scanners that have never been shown to be safe whatsoever. Then if you decide not to go through the X-ray scanner like Dad and I always opt out of, you get pulled to the side, treated like a criminal, groped down by the same sex. You get a guy to basically grope you down, pull your belt off, feel you up. Very invasive. Why everybody looks at you, this is the irony, why everybody looks at you in the line like you're some criminal, why they blindly walk into an X-ray machine and put their hands up like a stinking little softy. Let me put it that way. I want to say something bad on this show. And they look at you like you're the criminal because you don't want to go through an X-ray machine. Then they say, hey, guess what, guys? You don't have to go through that as much anymore. If you go down and you do fingerprints and you do your TSA pre-check, which I ended up doing because I got so sick of being groped and sat there and wait for 20 minutes to get groped, you could do a TSA pre-check, and then you don't have to do that. Then they come in and say, hey, guess what, guys? All international flights, when they're coming back into the U.S., you have to do facial recognition now to get it back in through customs. They've got people conditioned that. Now, how difficult is it really going to be to say, hey, listen, guys, just as a precaution, if you want to fly internationally, you just need to have your COVID pass. You need to go down to your health center. You need to make sure you apply for your COVID pass. If everything's good, you're good to go, you test good, you can go and basically get your COVID pass. And then, of course, they'll roll that in and say, hey, listen, your COVID pass needs to be updated for 2021. It needs to show that you basically have your up-to-date vaccine. Right? And then you can fly international again, anywhere you want. Don't worry about it. You can fly freely on your way, allegedly. You just need to get your vaccine updated, and it'll update on your COVID pass, and you can do anything you want. Then this is exactly how they're going to implement this, guys. If they can continue to do this, to show people and tell people and lie to people, if you comply with this, if you just do this, wait, if you just do this now, wait, if you just do one more thing, you'll be able to go just back to the way it was before. The thing is, guys, it'll never be back to the way it was before. They're lying to you. This is what they do. The same thing they did after 9/11 with Homeland Security and NSA and all these other alphabet agencies. They get tens of billions of dollars now every year to spy on us and infringe on our rights. They never went away. They've gotten bigger. They've gotten more funding. Heck, Homeland Security is the alphabet agency DOD uses to funnel tens of billions of military equipment, including MRAPs, night vision, machine guns, helicopters, and drones to civilian law enforcement groups. DHS is that proxy. That is one of the main reasons they put it into place, so they can have a proxy between the Department of Defense and local law enforcement. Homeland Security facilitates all of that. This is what they have done over the years. So again, wake up, wake your friends up, speak to them about the truth, and make sure people are standing their ground on this, Dad, because we don't have much more time. There's only a few more months to have just waking people up, because once this starts to go into place, it will be the end of traveling. It will be the end of freedom. And once that happens, there's really one other option that's left, and that's usually the worst absolute option that nobody wants to go with. But they're pushing us in that direction, Dad.
Well, they want to push us in that direction. Also, they want to declare martial law, because that way they can fully implement the draconian measures until the people basically comply. This is the gold of the New World Order. It always has been. A one-world government united underneath Lucifer. In fact, this is what they want. Well, of course, you can call Einsof too, but I mean, that's what they want. I mean, right now we got cinemas now releasing and streaming this new documentary, Hail, well, I'm not going to mention the Satans. Well, I just did. This is sick how they're doing this. According to reports, Bowtie Cinemas joined a list of theaters that will be streaming this documentary, Hail, you know, on June the 5th. The film tries to paint Satanism as a normal religion and its followers as patriotic citizens. Imagine that. The streaming will be followed by a live interview with a Satanic Temple spokesperson, Lucien Greaves. That's a pseudonym, by the way. The documentary centers on the Satanic Temple over the years, and basically it's scheduled a public black mass on numerous occasions and claims to have desecrated, consecrated hosts, and seeking to put up a statue of the devil to counter the Ten Commandments, targets children and promotes Satanism in public schools, has performed public satanic invocations at town halls, is pushing for greater abortion access, and promotes homosexual marriage and transgender ideology. So now we have this group that's going to be releasing into these things to be live-streamed this stuff promoting this agenda. And you think, wow, why are you surprised? I mean, why is anybody surprised? I mean, this is the group that's been running the planet for thousands of years, and they're just getting more and more and more power. Remember, all of these abortions have fed the evil one, have fed these interdimensional entities that have no form in our existence unless they basically, you know, come into somebody and possess somebody. You know, these things basically, you know, are being fed through the destruction of our culture and through the murder of these innocent babies. I mean, this is what Baal and Moloch have always done. And so why are we surprised now that we're here? Why do we find ourselves surprised when we took Christianity and prayer out of schools back in the 60s and got abortion in 73 all legalized nice and tight? Why did we think that this wasn't going to happen to the United States of America when we allowed these Kabbalists and these high-level Masonic figures and this Scofield Bible commentary and all of the blasphemies it projects? Why did we think this wasn't going to happen to us? Well, guys, we kind of asked for it, didn't we? And I've told my kids so many times, let it be said, I did not go quietly into the night. I did not allow this to happen on my watch. I spoke out against it. I called it out, have called it out for decades, and I will not stop calling it out. Guys, here's the problem. We've been dumbed down with tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We've got so many people suffering with severe depression now, they're killing themselves all over the United States. because of this coronavirus stuff, because of being locked down in their homes. We've got all these people hooked on opiates, all these kids hooked on a Ritalin and all these different types of, you know, Schedule II drugs. All of us, so many of us, drugged down on fluoride. I mean, and it's been going on for 70 years. And so why did we think they couldn't do this? Why did we think that the people and the population of the American people would stand up against this? And it's sad to me, because I know one thing. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we've got to expose these leeches and these weirdos for what they are. Stand with the Word of God. Remember, you're in covenant with the Most High God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I mean, if God be for us, who can be against us? Remember, God plus one is always a majority, and we've got to continue to stand and tell the people the truth. And we've got to tell these pansy preachers in the pulpit who wear their panties with lacy polka dots, I guess. You know, they need to go ahead and stop being a bunch of girly men, and they start need to start telling the truth. And until that happens, remember that the Johnson Amendment back in the 50s. All of this has been orchestrated to take us to where we are right now. But again, how many of the shows do you hear talk about this stuff? How many shows cover the topics that we just covered today? Thank you for listening to us. I love you guys. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. We have all kinds of special products available to help you have a healthy brain, keep your mood levels up. We've talked about it before. Go read the stuff that I've written online about this stuff. And remember, guys, we're in this together. I pray for you every day, and I love you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Go ahead and finish up, Austin.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And thank you again for the continued support. If you need anything, be sure to check out the website. You guys voted and it won by a landslide. The HGH Stimulate product of the week is going to be up here shortly on sale as product of the week. So be sure to check that out. That's our L-arginine formula. Really great formula. Increases blood flow, increases energy, also helps out with significant muscle pumps in the gym, especially if you're an athlete. And again, be sure to check that out on the website, healthmasters.com. Thank you for forwarding our emails, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.